With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Petty Officer, 3rd Class, Christopher L. Burford.
A reading of the names this morning and a 9/11 service of remembrance going on at the Pentagon. It was just
Captain
one of
Charles
many sites
F.
in the country
the third. United
where similar
States
things
Navy
were
Reserve
taking place,
retired.
Including at Ground Zero in New York. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on today's ceremonies.
Friday's milestone anniversary of the September 11, 2001 attacks at the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon outside Washington, D.C., and a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where passengers thwarted an attack by bringing down the plane, will bring memorials, wreath-laying, flag-flying, moments of silence, vigils, and readings of victims' names, all in tribute to a day that about half of U.S. adults remember as the most historic event of their lifetime. The attacks unfolding in about 90 minutes, but leaving a decades-long trail of consequences from personal grief to far-flung wars. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump among those on hand today at the Pentagon.
Today we renew the sacred oath that we first swore in their names a quarter of a century ago. We will never, ever forget.
Correspondent Laura Winters recalls she was on the job.
Both buildings were on fire, and I had to do a news report using a payphone, which had those three sides, and you could not see what was going on. And all of a sudden, I heard people around me screaming, "Oh, my God, oh, my God." And I'm live on the air and thinking to myself, what could be worse than both buildings on fire? And all of a sudden, I peer around the payphone, and the South Tower was collapsing.
That is correspondent Laura Winters recalling her job on September 11th. 2001. This is SRN News. Another look at religious persecution going on in various places around the world. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Many are killed, beaten, or jailed for their faith, but how many are forced into exile? The Pew Research Center has been adding up the numbers of people who have been driven from their homes because of their religious beliefs. In 2023, 58 countries saw some amount of displacement caused by persecution. It was the worst in the Middle East and North Africa, where 60% of countries saw displacements, 44% in the Asia-Pacific region. Michael Harrington reporting.
Australians will now be asked to reveal their so-called sexual orientation and whether they identify as a different gender in the latest census that occurs every 5 years. The 66-question census is the first under a center-left Labor Party government since 2011 there. The current government decided to allow the LGBT questions after having dropped them temporarily 2 years ago as being divisive. This is SRN News. Surging gasoline prices helping inflation make its way higher in August.
The Labor Department's Consumer Price Index rose 3.4% last month compared with a year ago. That's the same as in July. But on a monthly basis, inflation accelerated as costs jumped 0.4 from July to August. The Federal Reserve, which is tasked with keeping inflation in check, typically lifts borrowing costs to slow spending and limit price increases. This report could trigger a change in interest rates next week.
That is Michael Harrington reporting. The price of diesel is hitting record highs, just as many U.S. farmers are harvesting two of the nation's largest commodities, soybeans and corn. That means they'll need countless gallons of that fuel for combines, tractors, and trucks to get the work done. Diesel hit that record price in the U.S. last week, soaring to an average $5.85 a gallon for the first time as the war with Iran continues. More of these stories at srnnews.com.